Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On October 22nd, a Philippine supply ship and a Coast Guard vessel that accompanied it were rammed by two Chinese vessels as they made their way to resupply a small military garrison on Second Thomas Shoal, a part of the Spratly Archipelago. This incident took place only 10 weeks after a Chinese Coast Guard ship used a water cannon against another Philippine supply vessel to prevent it from completing a similar mission. Second Thomas Shoal is a feature well within the 320-kilometer Philippine Exclusive Economic Zone, and it is on the Philippine Continental Shelf. The United States stands with our Philippine allies in the face of the People's Republic of China Coast Guard and Maritime Militia's dangerous and unlawful actions obstructing an October 22nd Philippine resupply mission to Second Thomas Shoal in the South China Sea, said a U.S. Department of State spokesperson in a written statement. For decades, the People's Republic of China has claimed most of the South China Sea as its own, based on vague historical claims and a map published in 1947. Depicting 11 dashes enclosing most of the more than 3.5 million square kilometer sea. Two dashes were removed in 1952 to exclude the Gulf of Tonkin from China's claims as a favor to North Vietnam. In 2016, an arbitral tribunal rejected many of China's maritime claims as lacking a basis in international law. The tribunal made clear that there exists no legal basis for any entitlement by China to maritime zones in the area of Second Thomas Shoal. Included in the disputed area are numerous uninhabited islands, shoals, and submerged features such as Scarborough Shoal, Paracel Islands, and the Spratly Archipelago. The area sits atop large oil and natural gas deposits and boasts rich fishing waters. It is also one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. The unsafe maneuvers on October 22nd and the PRC water cannoning of a Philippines vessel on August 5th are the latest examples of provocative PRC measures in the South China Sea to enforce its expansive and unlawful maritime claims, reflecting disregard for other states lawfully operating in the region, said the State Department statement. The United States reaffirms that Article 4 of the 1951 U.S.-Philippine Mutual Defense Treaty extends to armed attacks on Philippine armed forces, public vessels, and aircraft, including those of its Coast Guard, anywhere in the South China Sea.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.